Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
It's cruised.
So this?
It's cruised.
This to be...
Yeah. Ah. Okay. There I am. Wow, that's sexy.
Thank you.
I'm bringing sexy back.
A O E.
All right, we're alive. So you want?
Oh, this is live.
Oh, you're good. No, it's not live. I'm gonna edit this.
Oh, okay, okay.
We are. We're
but
going,
we're
though.
We're going right now.
We're hot. It's happening.
Oh no.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Rachel Uncensored. I'm here with Brother Leech. How you doing?
Oh shit! I knew that was coming. Honestly, it's pretty funny at this point.
So I'm here with Brother Bear, which is my girlfriend's brother, who is my personal assistant slash editor. He read one hate comment once that got to him, and it called him Brother Leech.
Lasted for a couple days, honestly. I was pretty...
Listen, was it a vlog? Where I was like...
I think it was a vlog.
I was like, hey, my girlfriend's brother is going to edit for me. Because I have needed an editor for years, and I refused to hire someone I didn't know, and I didn't want to send people footage. I wanted someone to be able to come into my house, and that is someone I have not been able to find. And I talked about it in a vlog once, and he texted me, and he's like, hey, you want to do this?
It's going down.
Yes! It was like the perfect scenario. So in another vlog, I was like, I'm hiring my girlfriend's brother, and someone, and this was like, Brother Bear, more like Brother Leech.
Yeah, boom, roasted. I was like,
it's
over.
Bullshit thing in the entire world. I mean, I
at the time it did not feel that way.
I know,
because I was thinking, just like with everything that was the whole transitional stage and just everything that was going on, I was like, you know.
So this man, it might be one of the best men I've ever met in my life.
Oh no, we're going this route.
Oh, we're going this route. I'm gonna compliment you. You can compliment me in a minute. but he is very sensitive and like thoughtful. So,
thank you.
Yeah. And he would never, you'd never take advantage of me. Not even a million years.
Not.
Yes. So you working for me was like the best scenario, I think, for both of us.
I think so.
So fuck anyone who says anything different, who doesn't know us even a little bit.
Yeah. Especially me. I mean,
you know, me
I
a
have
little bit.
Literally zero internet presence. So.
So how does it feel? This is your first podcast.
How does it feel? Well, the thing is, I've always been interested in doing like internet stuff, especially a podcast. I mean, podcasts are super cool.
Do you want to be famous?
No, absolutely not.
Then why do you
literally mean? Absolutely not. I mean, okay. I've told you this so many times. I want to do golf stuff.
Yeah. Like so golf. He's a golfer, which is like the one sport I know nothing about.
That's being a.
I have golf shoes. Did you know I have golf shoes?
No, I did not know that.
I have
that.
Golf shoes.
What are they?
Golf shoes.
No, like what dude. Like what brand golf shoes?
I don't know.
Like FootJoys?
I don't know do you want me
best
to get
ones?
Them?
No. No, cuz what am I going to what am I going to say while
I
you're
don't
gone?
Know what you're asking.
I'm
going to
start
clearly
singing or
care.
Something or beatboxing. I can't beatbox.
That sounded like you were beatboxing.
I tried. I don't, that's all I can do. All
right. So this dude's obsessed with golf.
Yes.
That's your thing. So
that's,
you want to do
like
what?
An understatement. Obsessed.
Yeah. You would be on the, what is it called? The green, the range, the course.
Yes. All of the above. All of the above. I would be on all the time.
All the, okay.
If I could, but. That's anyway, not very realistic.
He did. You did just get a job at a golf course.
I did.
So he works for me full time and then them part time. When do you sleep?
When do I sleep? When the sun at night in my bed. That's when I sleep. That's when I like to sleep. I nap.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you, before we, I asked the internet to ask questions.
Oh, no. About me?
Yeah. They have questions about. They want, I said, God. I'm going to do a podcast with you. Do you have any questions?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Just go for it. Whatever. This is Rachel Uncensored. It's,
yeah. But before we begin, is there anything you want to tell the world? You got a platform right now.
Do I want to tell the world? Should I should do some compliments to you. I think, okay,
I did tell him, I ask people like their favorite or least favorite thing about me or memory with me.
Here's the thing. Okay. We had, Rachel and I had a moment last night that I realized, and you, for those of you that don't personally know her, I'm telling you, so you have to believe me.
You have the microphone. So
yeah. So
everything you say is truth.
Rachel is basically the most genuine and like non-selfish giving person you will ever meet. If you need support in like in
girlfriend
like
snapping in the corner now.
If you need mental support or literally anything you need, she will always be there for you and be right by your side. And that was shown in like full everything last night to me. So
I'm so glad I made this podcast. Just everyone compliments me when they come on.
That's what it's all about, baby.
Just kidding. Compliments.
I keep looking at us. I know I'm supposed to be looking at the camera.
It is. It's far enough away where they actually can't really tell.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a little industry trick.
Yeah, but also it is. You were naturally going to watch the movement that's happening.
Oh, true.
So if there's a viewfinder of you and you're moving, you're going to watch that.
Oh, true.
Oh, there you go. True. All
right. This is also my. I mean, I've been in Rachel's vlogs before, but I've never like.
You're the sole focus at the moment.
Been the sole focus, or like being able to see myself. So,
how you doing?
This is a big step for me. I'm really nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. On Rachel Uncensored, we drink a drink that reminds me of the other person, or they want to drink. No, dang it! I said his name. Brother Bear and I. Oh, I'm gonna have to edit.
You kind of got like halfway.
I know.
Halfway
I'm
through.
Still going to edit it out. We always drink Monsters together because when he first moved here, he that lived out like, back on the East Coast his whole life. And he moved here because this job was available and you've always wanted to move out here. And your sister wanted you to move out here. Mm-hmm.
And all of like mine and girlfriend's family is out here. So it just was time.
Yes. So it was time. But you moved out here right when we were moving into this house. So for the first week or two of you working for me, it was just manual labor where you painted like every room in the house.
It was a lot of painting.
There was a lot of painting. It was a lot of cleaning. It was a lot of fixing. You did like the trim. You and your dad moved my old house to this house. So you lived on Monsters for a good 2 weeks. Cheers to that.
Monsters and yeah, more caffeine.
I was going to be like, are you about to say cocaine? Because that's no. Not, you don't do that.
I can't open this.
Do you need any nails? Because no one in this house has nails. Cheers.
Cheers. The
dogs do. Girlfriend made a point. The dogs do. All right. Let's see what the internet has to ask you.
Oh, my God.
Emma wants to know, what was your first impression of Rachel?
What was my first impression of Rachel?
Yeah.
Do you remember when the first time we met was?
When I went to your parents' house to surprise.
No.
No, was that not it?
No.
Did
met
you come out here?
Yeah.
Oh, we went to a sex shop.
Yeah.
We did.
We met at...
Wait,
we didn't meet in the sex shop. We did not meet in the sex
shop. No. We ended up going that night to a sex shop.
We didn't meet in the... Actually, in the
wait,
sex shop.
Wait, you came... Why did you come out here? You came out here.
It was back in March, wasn't it? I came out for Nana's birthday. And then her and I flew back.
When was that?
The end of February, beginning of March.
Okay, yeah. Oh, that was when we first met. And then I saw you again when we went out for Mother's Day and surprised your mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which was like what? 2-3 months later? 2 months later?
Yeah.
Yeah, we met.
I was nervous to meet you because
really?
She said, if my brother doesn't approve of you, you're a bad person. And I was like, oh, shit. I know she, you're like that's, one of the most important people in her life. So I was pretty, like, I got to impress this dude.
Pretty high standard there.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure.
What are you doing? Your dog has like a thing.
What is that? What is it?
It's not a tick, but it's infected. I kind of want to pop it. Your dog has a thing. Can I pop it?
She doesn't want me to touch it.
Oh, then it hurts.
It looks like a...
I'll take a picture and ask Joy.
This is a little... We're having a little bit technical issues.
Not technical.
Allow me to entertain you.
Let me get a paper towel. We're going to pause. You know what? Let's take this moment to check to see if we have a sponsor for today.
Oh, God.
Skims. Skims is our sponsor for today. Everyone knows that finding a perfect t-shirt can be a challenge. Whether it's too big, too small, the fit is weirdly cut, or the quality is severely lacking. Luckily, I found the perfect t-shirt, and it's at Skims. They have crop silhouettes for them femmes, to long sleeves layering tees, and there's styles for everyone. I've been wearing Skims for over a year now, and I absolutely love the quality of everything I've gotten. It's silky smooth, it fits well, and my girlfriend always steals them from me. I absolutely love the cotton jersey t-shirt they sent me. It fits like an absolute dream. I wear it all the time. And my girlfriend stole the Skims soft smoothing t-shirt because it's extremely flattering, and she can wear it on casual errands or when she wants to dress up for the night. If you want to try them out, then shop Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes XXS to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that I sent you, that Rachel Uncensored sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Ooh.
And actually, we're back.
Excuse me, I will probably edit it out.
Not this episode.
Oh, damn. I'm still in training.
He's still in training with editing. I've been putting you into a lot of manual labor stuff.
Which I love. Because yes.
Sorry, little dog, we realized, she was wearing a diaper the past 3 weeks because she's been in heat. She
diaper
stopped
rash.
Heat today, and she had a little diaper rash, and one of the little things looks a little infected. We took care of it. She's good. We're back, though.
What was
your first impression of me? And then you asked me when we met, and I realized I was wrong.
See, we've spent so much time together, so much has changed, that it's hard to go back to what I was originally thinking when we first met.
I was
intimidated for
you were
sure.
Intimidated?
Well, because I know, like, oh, I almost said her name. Girlfriend had told me that you are like, this is your line of work.
Oh.
And I've never really like interacted with people that have a huge following.
So I
had no idea what to expect.
But now knowing me, do I act like, does my job influence how I act ever outside of like when it comes to work mode?
Like when you're not filming?
Yeah.
Do you mean like, is your personality different?
Yeah, like, but not like that. But like, yeah, now knowing me, like when we go out, like I feel like I do a good job of like, my job is my job, but my personal life is my personal life.
Oh, absolutely.
So like.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Okay.
Which I would be super proud of that if I were you, because I know.
I try.
Yeah, I know sometimes I've heard people struggle with that a lot.
Yes. Like, I try very hard to make a line, which is why I don't tell your family's names or. Right. Like or her friend's names, because there is a line. That's my personal life.
Yeah.
And my job does I love my job, and it's my career, and it does require my life, my personal life, to be like in it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I vlog what I do, but I still very much like a line between personal and business.
Of course.
And it does get fuzzy with vlogging and stuff, but yeah. I think that giving people nicknames and, you know, socials not being public, it creates more of a line, like a very visible line.
Could not agree more.
All right.
You do a super, super good job of that.
So but you were intimidated by me.
I was intimidated by you. But as soon as like I felt, I don't know if you felt this, but I felt that you and I had a rapport like right away. I kind of think we're on the same wavelength so much.
I think I genuinely think it's because I think you're one of the funniest people I've ever met.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, that, I was immediately drawn to you because I was like, this dude's hilarious.
That is such a... If you tell someone that they are genuinely funny, that is like one of the best compliments you can receive. Or like,
I think so, yeah.
Someone's like, you are extremely attractive, or you are really funny.
Yeah.
Probably some of the best compliments you can get. Yes. 100%.
Because I know a lot of people are like, that person's annoying and I hate them, but they're really funny.
Oh.
Like, that's always the saving grace for people.
Who?
Oh, we don't need to name names. Oh.
Wait, come up with a nickname that has something to do with their name. Let me see if I can figure it out. Is it's someone I know?
So the captain's birthday the other day. A terrible human being. No, they're never going to watch this. Like a really...
Let's hope.
Whatever. Not. I mean, I feel like my feelings are known. But...
True.
A really good time to hang out with. Because they're funny. And they are like the life of the party. But they are not a good person. That's just what... So it is... I'm agreeing with you. That is a genuine compliment. Because to be that funny where it's... Because that's a saving grace for people.
It is.
Like, oh, they suck. Which is but they're really funny. Sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And in a relationship, the attractiveness is the saving grace for a lot of people.
True.
Like, oh, they're true. Terrible, but they're really hot, so.
Damn.
So, you, wait.
Relationship stuff. Oh.
Your first impression of me was you were intimidated, but we bonded.
Yes.
All right.
I also thought you were really funny, which that's how you felt about me. I was like, this chick is hilarious. We went into a sex shop.
We did.
You were like, let's go. I've never been in a sex shop before.
You hadn't?
No.
Oh, I think literally you said never. That.
Yeah, I was like, this is a first for me. I saw a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff
there's
in there.
There's a lot of stuff. And I remember girlfriend and I being like, this is all for straight people.
It's oh, yeah, boring. You did say that. You did say that. It's boring. Stupid. You were like, boring. Oh, it's so boring. I'm like,
boring.
There's a lot of stuff in here. Holy shit.
I'm reading comments. I haven't gone through this. Oh, I literally tweeted it and now I'm going through it right now.
I don't do Twitter.
How did you feel when girlfriend told you we were dating? What did she tell you about me? Oh, I'm intrigued now.
So this, when did you?
We started, we met when she was back in, I don't think she told you about me.
She did.
Oh, she did?
She did. I remember she was in the basement and she was like, hey, come down here. All right, I think she texted me. She was like, hey, oh, I just said my name.
You're fine. I'll loop it out.
That's so odd. She was like, hey, come down here. I was like, okay, here I come. pitter patter down the steps. Open the door and she's like, I have something to tell you. I'm like, okay. She's like, I'm talking to someone. I was like, okay. She's like, her name is Rachel Ballinger. Have you ever heard of her? I was like, no. Why would I have heard of
fun
a
fact,
random person you're talking to?
Your girlfriend was a fan of my sister.
Yes,
and has
she
known
was.
Of me.
Yes, she was. Shout out to, I can't say her name.
Damn. I think you can.
She doesn't have a nickname, huh?
No, she doesn't. Butsky. What do you call her? Butsky.
Butsy. Shout out to you, Butsy.
Butsy. You call
yes,
her Butsy.
I, my girlfriend... Not the girlfriend.
No, your girlfriend.
This girlfriend.
Butsy.
Told me when, like, after, I can't remember if it was shortly after. Shit. I can't remember if it was shortly after, girl. This is getting way too confusing. If it was shortly after I was told about you and I told her. And she was like, oh, my God, like, I have watched her and her sister since I was, like, 14 and 15. I was like, whoa, I didn't even know who these people were. At one time, she was a super fan. So what?
So girlfriend was like, oh, do you know this chick?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I want to know what my girlfriend thinks of me.
She's like, cut to the chase.
My ADHD is not going to happen right now. I'm focused.
She was like, we talk. She's like, she's so nice. And we like talk for hours on the phone. We like fall asleep on FaceTime together. I'm like, whoa, that's like a big deal. Like falling asleep on FaceTime with someone for hours
yes.
after talking is a big deal.
We talked for 3 weeks before meeting up and we were on FaceTime every single night.
Wow. That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
So, and then she was like, she kind of has like an internet presence. And I was like, whoa. Does that intimidate you? And she was like, no, she's just so like kind and genuine. Like, I don't even think about that. I like really want to get to know her. And she seems so like she's beautiful and she seems so nice. And
she called me beautiful.
She called you beautiful.
I'm beauty.
Because you're beauty.
I'm beauty.
And that was pretty much it because at that point you guys.
We had just talked.
Yeah, you had just talked. And then she left. She went home.
Yeah, she came back
and
here.
And I didn't really hear anything. And then. I came in March or February and she was like, yeah, Rachel and I are dating. And I was like, oh my God. So I get to meet this girl. She was like, yeah. And then we met at a sex shop.
Not at a sex shop. At the bar next to it.
The bar next to it.
And then we
but
went
it's,
to it.
It's a way funnier story to say that we met at a sex shop.
Yes.
But yeah. Oh.
All right. Let me through this. People want to know. Someone wants to know your thoughts on Taylor Swift.
I love me some T-Swizzle.
You love some T-Swizzle?
T-Swizzle.
Aw. Someone wants to know if you enjoy hanging out with me.
If you and I hang out like to the max.
Yes.
We are pretty much always with each other. And
yes.
We.
She doesn't even need to be there.
Yeah, literally. That's how you know like a. What am I trying to say?
That like someone,
so, yeah. Outside friends. Of just the fact that yes. My sister is dating you, like if you can hang out with your sibling, significant other, just you, it's way more.
Yes,
it's deep.
I like it.
Yes,
there's people you get along with, but like one on one, it's awkward.
Right.
Of us, I don't even think we thought about it. I didn't think about it.
I didn't think about
and
it.
I was just like, oh, we're just, I think I realized afterwards. I was like, oh, that was the first time we hung out, but just us two.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Which was when, like?
I think when you came out here.
This time?
Like the first time, like when you moved out here. Because before it was like, it was either we were visiting you guys or you were visiting us.
Right. I'm trying to.
I don't remember when we hung out. But I was just like, I remember being like, oh, I can hang out with him solo. Sweet.
I'm sure it was when we were doing projects.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Which right away, like, the thing is, mine and your energy is, like, so similar.
Yeah.
We just feed off of each other. So it's super,
super easy. Someone wants to know your least favorite thing about me dating your sister.
You can probably fill in the blanks. What the fuck? I don't think you have to guess.
Your least favorite thing about me dating your sister?
Do you not know what I'm alluding to?
Your least favorite thing about me dating? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Just like, you know, that's with anyone that dates your sibling. Like, you guys have sex with each other. I mean, like, that's... is that not everyone's? Oh, really?
I just don't think about my siblings having sex.
No, but that's their partner. That's what you do.
So you wish that... So you wish your sister did ever have sex?
I mean, that's my sister.
So
you
want her to be...
This is getting...
Wait, you'd rather her be celibate and miserable?
No.
But it's just, so your least favorite thing about me is that I have sex with your sister.
Yeah. Is that not normal? Like, I want her to be...
I would never think, oh, my, the least favorite thing about Eric is that he has sex with my sister.
I don't know. I guess
it's just me. If he didn't have sex, that would make me angry.
I think that's just... It's just a brother protection...
What do you think know. I'm hurting her?
Please stop. I don't want to know.
I'm so confused. Please. I have never thought about this.
Please.
I have literally never thought about this.
Oh, my God.
I'm dying.
Oh, Christ. Please. What? Please, please ask another question. Please. I think my face is like... I'm on fire. My face is as red as like your monster
cat. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's so funny.
I'm dying.
There is no downsides.
I think I'm dying.
But if I had to pick something, it'd probably be that you guys have sex with each other.
Oh. Oh, fuck.
That's so funny.
I'm actually crying, and I'm going to try and find another question.
Oh, God. That was really funny.
I'm just so confused. I was thinking it would be more along the lines of like, I don't get as much one-on-one time with her, or like...
Can we say that and cut out the rest of it?
Keep it at all.
It's that I don't get more one-on-one time.
It's the fact that I fuck her.
My...
this is what I'd immediately think.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Oh.
I apologize.
No,
I apologize.
Don't apologize. I think it's fucking hilarious.
Oh my God.
Okay, we're gonna move on.
Yeah, I think, yes.
Someone wants to know, pancakes or waffles?
Now we're getting to the serious questions.
This is the serious.
Everything
this is
else
gonna, and, this is what's going to make the internet like you or hate you.
Yeah. Everything up until now is subpar. Oh, man.
Mm.
This is I'm taking my time with this because this is a huge debate and I've thought about this a lot.
I have my answer. You know what?
You have your answer like that?
Well, it's because I've been asked this so many times. But it's actually like slowly fading. It used to be, good burp.
Thank you.
It used to be strictly waffles. But that's because I only had like IHOP pancakes where they never put stuff in it. And then I started experiencing pancakes with chocolate chips or like pancakes with like raspberries, bananas, chocolate chips, walnuts. That's a whole other level.
Walnuts. Ew.
What?
Ew.
Don't
no.
ew me.
Ew.
Ew. Don't. Have you had? Do you not like walnuts?
I do not like walnuts. I've never had them in pancakes, but I don't think
it just adds a crunch. It just has, it's like it adds an extra layer. You don't have to like it. That's okay.
I'll have to try it. We'll have to go. What do you get it at? Denny's? IHOP.
No, I used to go to IHOP and they just give me plain pancakes. And then I was like, this is stupid. I don't want this.
Oh.
And then people started making for me at home and like being like, add things to your pancakes. And I was like, this is delicious.
One thing that is absolutely delicious in pancakes is Nutella. I highly, highly suggest.
Oh, you can't eat Nutella.
You can't?
There's dairy in it.
Mm.
I wasn't that big a fan of Nutella beforehand, though.
I've eaten like an entire jar of Nutella at a time.
Did you poop your pants?
Yeah.
That seems like a jibby thing.
Yeah.
Jibby?
It was pretty... Jibby? It was pretty bad.
Didn't he do that and then shit his pants on the way home from football
practice?
Oh, we
can't talk. He is going to be so upset. Well, yeah, let's talk about it.
What? He's never going to watch this. Their cousin, we call him Jimmy.
No, he's going to watch it just because he knows that I'm on it this week. So he's going to be like, oh, you Whatever. Said this at this part. You're such an idiot.
I'm gonna be like, he's going to get over in 1 second.
Yeah. So
he shit his pants.
He shit his pants. So he went to a football camp.
Was it camp or just like practice?
It was like this special wide receiver camp.
Yeah.
And it was like it's like 25 minutes away to get to it.
Mm.
So before he went to this, he ate literally an entire like family size jar of Nutella, or I don't know if it was family size, but what does that matter? It was huge. It was
a jar, unless it's like a mini thing you put in a stocking, it's over.
Before he went to this training camp thing. Okay. No. Dude, anyone watching, don't ever do that.
Just the wrong move in general.
Just the wrong move in general. Gets to this camp, and I if I remember correctly, he told his instructor, he was like, yeah, I gotta leave. Like halfway through, he's like, yeah, I'm out. I have to leave. Didn't make it home. Put clothes and I think a McDonald's bag that was in the back seat underneath him because he knew he wasn't gonna make it home.
Why didn't he find a porta potty? Why didn't
COVID? I think it was like everything was closed.
I mean, just the side of the road.
Or maybe, yeah. Honestly,
I pooped in the woods. You gotta do it. Yes.
How was it?
I was on a hike with your dad. And
no
my
way.
No way.
Are you serious? You didn't tell me this.
I didn't tell anyone this.
Oh, now you're telling the whole.
I'm
internet.
Telling the whole world. We were back at your parents' house, and your dad, your sister, and I went for a hike in the woods. And I was like, "Oh, I don't feel good." And we like, and I was like, "I need to sit." And I was like, "You guys can go on without me." And your sister was like, "No, we'll wait for you." And your dad, you know, is just whatever.
Oh, they were waiting on you.
They were waiting on. I was
so
like,
there's pressure,
and we were
too.
Just like sitting there. I was like, "This is not gonna be." And I knew we were like 10 minutes from this waterfall we were gonna go see. And I was like. Okay, and dude. I was like, let's just go, and I was sweating, and I was just, because my whole body was just trying to hold this in, and I was like, we get to the waterfall, and I looked at her, and I was like, I got a shit, and she was like, okay, babe, and like, you know, she was trying really hard to be like, you know, supportive and act like it wasn't a big deal, and she goes, I've actually pooped up there before once, she's like, I've pooped on this hike before.
I'm so glad
she was
that.
Like, just go, we'll just wait for you here, and I was like, okay, I fucking bolted, I ran, pulled, I like, It was a trail, so I tried to run up on the mountain so that like it, my poop wouldn't be around anyone.
Wait, where were what?
This where is were waterfalls. You? You have to walk down the train tracks.
Oh. That is a really far hike.
It was like a
so
mile.
So you were doomed.
Yeah, it was a mile and a half in, mile and a half out. So there was no way I could make it back to the car and then drive home. Like, I had to shit in the woods. There was no option. So I just bolted. I'm with your dad. It's like the second time meeting this man. And bolted. I ran up these hills in the most secluded area I could find, pulled my pants down, shit my brains out.
Oh my.
And I was laughing as I was doing it because I was like, this is, I can't believe this is happening to me. I cannot believe this is happening to me.
Was this in May for the Mother's Day thing?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Was no. It was, we came afterwards. We came in May and then I think we came one more time.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. And so that trip and I was, and I didn't have anything. I was like, my socks won't do the job. So I was wearing those Adidas shorts that we both have with Nike Pros under them. So I took off the Nike Pros and used those to wipe myself. And I left them in the woods. And I was like, this
is not
environmentally friendly.
They're still there to
that
day. So if
anyone's on that hike and just finds a pile of shit and some Nike Pros, those are mine. And I pulled my pants up. I went down. I found your sister and your dad. And your sister's like, how you doing? And I was like, I'm good now. And your dad acted like he didn't know what was going on. He fully knew what
he's
was
good
going
at,
on.
He's good at that.
He's
really good
at
that.
He was just like, we're skipping rocks. And like showed me how he skips rocks. And I was like.
Meanwhile, you're like, I just had a traumatic experience by the train tracks.
I'm like, my body's exhausted.
Did you feel better though?
I felt 1,000 times better. Yeah, my body was exhausted from holding it in and then releasing.
Yeah, that's a full-time job right there. That's a lot of calories burned there trying to hold it all in there. Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, and then I got back to the house and I was like, I'm going to go take a shower.
That was probably a good
move. Your dad has never spoken of it.
Oh, well.
And you know what? I am happy it happened that early in my relationship because if it happened now.
Icebreaker.
No, I know. But if it happened now, your family likes to roast each other. This family roasts each other. And you guys would have roasted the absolute shit out of me.
Sometimes we can be pretty brutal to each other.
You guys, I think in my mind, the two things that come to my mind is y'all roast each other and you all come up with nicknames for everything. I don't think I've heard you call
guilty
anyone a normal name.
No. No. I mean, it spices it up, you know. It spices it up.
What is that? I feel like you're the ringleader of it.
I am the ringleader of that.
You call your cat Piss.
Shout out to Piss. Shout out to Piss. Poor Piss. Oh,
Piss.
Piss. She's doing okay.
What's the dog's name? No, the cat's name.
Sammy.
Sammy.
Okay, actually, there's a really, really rational story for how that started. So
how you went from Sammy to Piss?
Yeah.
Okay,
believe it or not, it's pretty rational. When she was like a kitten, when we first got her, she's still cute, but she was like beyond adorable.
Yeah.
And every time I would see her, I'd give her kisses. So I would just call her Kisses.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it was just Kiss, like, yeah, hi, Kiss. And then I was just like, hi, Piss. That's how it started.
That is the least rational thing I've ever heard. You went
it was
from
rational
Kiss
to me.
Piss.
It was rational to me because it happened over months, but it just like evolves, like all the names evolve into something else.
All right. I have one more question for you, but before we go to that question, I'm going to check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor!
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Crystal wants to know, what's the worst thing girlfriend has ever done to you?
Oh my God.
She says we're not allowed to roast her.
This isn't a roast.
We're not allowed. She said, don't make fun of me. Don't roast me. Because their family roasts.
Yeah, we do. But it's all out of love, first of all. And it's all in the privacy of our ears.
Yes.
What's the worst thing that girlfriend has done to me?
Do you have anything?
Her and I, when we were younger, didn't.
She tried to drown you.
I was probably going to say that. I was probably going to say that. But okay.
She was young. You were young.
We were extremely young and we were just playing and we had like a little kiddie pool
Yeah.
And I don't know how it happened.
There's just a picture of her holding your head underwater.
There's a there's video evidence of it, kind of. We were just playing, like kids play. She didn't know. I didn't know. I was like,
You were about to die.
I was like three, and I was like on my back, and she was like, push my head under, and I was like, you can like my head goes under, and you can see like my body goes like, and I'm like trying to get up, and she lets me up, and the I forget who was filming, but they were like, hey, yo,
don't do
you're like you can't do that, and she was like. Oh yeah. And I was fine. I was just a little kid.
That is literally still how she acts.
Yeah. She's like, she like scratching.
You know, babe, you can't do that. And she goes, oh yeah.
Yeah. She's like, oh yeah. It was fine. But that's probably the worst. It's a good memory now. I'm still alive.
Yeah. You two are best friends.
We are. We are close as can be.
Yeah.
Close as can be. That seems to be like a theme with siblings that grow up close in age. Like,
they,
you know,
my sister hated me.
Yeah.
And now we're best friends.
Yeah. It's just because you just get older and you don't like, you know, when you're young, like you're always together. Like you sleep together or you're like always together. But then you get older. And
she's told me she's always been like jealous of you and envious of you. And I, because like you're so cool. You're always like talented and cool and you succeed in life.
I don't see any of that, but that's, you know, one of my biggest role models, one of the people I care about most. Hearing that is very nice.
Oh,
so thank you.
You guys haven't talked about this?
No.
Oh, because I was like, you know what, he probably feels the same way about you. She's like,
I absolutely do. I have literally always like kissed the ground she's walked on when like I want to be
her. Your older sister.
Yeah That's how it should be, honestly.
That's how I was with mine. Yeah. Well, I am with mine. It sounded like she was dead.
Yeah.
No, my sister's always been my role model, so I understand. Yeah. We're the babies of the family.
Oh my God.
I might have taken two shots before we filmed this just to loosen myself up.
That was so bad. That is going to be hilarious. That's going to be hilarious.
All right.
So yeah, that's everything about me.
We've been talking for 35 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. We can wrap it up.
We can?
Unless you have anything else to say.
What I have to say?
Do you want to tell an embarrassing story? Do you have an embarrassing story about me?
I don't have an embarrassing story about you, but I have one that happened literally 2 days ago.
About yourself? I mean, the world would love to know about your poop story. God. Do you want to share that?
Well, you just shared one.
I did. I shit in the woods.
It's only fair. Okay, so... Apparently, the house that I'm currently living in has... we're renting.
Hold on a second. I can see that this... There we go. I can see that mic wasn't fully plugged in, but it was. Ooh. It was picking it up. But I could just see it was going to come out soon.
Technology. So, the house that I am currently renting has had a family of, like, I don't know. It had like three kids.
Yeah.
And the... Now we... I'm stumbling over my words.
So I'll tell the story.
Yeah, okay.
So he moved in with one of his aunts because she has a spare bedroom.
Yes.
And she just moved into this rental. Before she lived there, there was a family with like a bunch of kids. And lately they've been having some plumbing issues. And so the other
day... To say the least.
Just like whatever. And the other day...
Sorry. Okay, I'll take it over.
Okay.
We went to this place that was a juice place. Immediately got in the car and I was like, nope. Need to go home now.
We went to Lowe's afterwards. I immediately ran to the bathroom and shit my brains out.
That is so... it was so bad. But I got in the car and I sat down. I was like, Speeded home. The bathroom that's in my room is like... It was also having issues, which we didn't know about at the time. So I used the other one in the hallway. Everything's done, and it doesn't go down, obviously. Flushed. It doesn't go down, and it, like, starts to fill, but it doesn't overflow quite yet.
Mm.
Doesn't overflow quite yet. So I'm like, okay, I just got to wait till it goes down and then try it again so it goes down. Waited in the bathroom for... Meanwhile, my aunt is in the living room next to me, so I was like, oh, my God. She's wondering why I'm in here for like 25 minutes. So I waited for it to go down. And I'm like, all right, here we go. Moving on with my day. Flush, overflows everywhere. Literally, and Elvis hasn't left the building. So I'm like, it's over. It's over. It is over. I'm going to have to move because this is the most embarrassing thing ever. So I open the door and my aunt is sitting on the couch and I'm like, I need a plunger now. I need a plunger now. She's like, it's in the basement. Go in the basement. And I'm like beet red. Like, I'm so embarrassed. I sprint down and I try and find the plunger. It's not there. I'm like, oh, so my shit is literally just going all over the floor and on the walls upstairs. And my life is over. I'm never going to recover from this.
No.
So she comes down, finds a plunger, and she is barefoot in the bathroom with my shit everywhere. Everywhere. Yeah, she was barefoot. She's like, go find every towel you can find. So we throw all these towels down. She's barefoot. She's plunging this stuff. It's not going down. And meanwhile, I'm like, this is my worst nightmare come true.
Your aunt is standing in your shit. It's overflowing the house.
It's literally getting on the walls.
It went down. You cleaned it up. You cleaned yourself up. And then 2 days later, the entire, not because of you, because of your aunt, her experience, when she was like showering, the entire house filled with sewage.
Yeah. And it was dripping down the chandelier. So everyone in the kitchen
had to vacate.
And so she comes into my room and she's like, we need to leave. We need to leave now. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, There's poop water everywhere. It's in the living room. It's in the kitchen. It's coming down the chandelier. I'm like,
there's poop all over their house.
Here we go. Oh,
Surprise guest. Podcast. We have a surprise guest.
Who's gonna get her?
I got her.
Here comes
girlfriend. Just brought out. Here she comes. The newest addition to our family. Greeting us right now is our newest chameleon. Our new chameleon.
She's like.
She's mad at me. Relax. Oh,
she's so mad.
You're fine.
She is the best. She's
this
so
is
great.
Lil G for those watching. Okay. You want to go on the microphone?
Go on the mic. Oh.
All right. There you go. She's on the microphone right now.
Say something, Gail.
Come on.
Come on. Sing for us. Shimon.
She can just chill there.
Shimon.
She's fine. So anyway, you've had a lot of poop incidences.
Yeah. And I was just saying a couple days ago, too, that I don't have, like, a crazy
poop story.
Yeah.
Well, I do we now. All eventually have to have one. And he is now living in our guest room until Friday.
Until the hazmat people stop cleaning it.
So, which is great for me, because that just means you're working 24/7, and I love it.
It was good timing.
All right. I think, we're at 40 minutes now, so it's time to head out. Thank you, Gail, for joining us. Brother Bear.
Thank you.
Not Brother Leech.
Apparently to one person.
To one person who doesn't know our relationship.
That's true.
That's it. All right. I love you. Thanks for joining us. Thank you to our sponsors for today. And that's it. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Rachel Uncensored, the only place on the internet where you can find the uncensored version of me, Rachel Ballinger. I hope you enjoyed. If you did, please like, subscribe, or follow, or do whatever this platform tells you to do so that you can get notified every time I post a new episode. Love ya!
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.